get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a high-stakes court case unfolding at the Manchester Crown Court, Lorenzo Manzutti, a plumber who worked at the Countess of Chester Hospital, was called as the sole defense witness for neonatal nurse Lucy Letby. The plumber's testimony shed light on the troubling conditions of the hospital, including instances where water and sewage were found backing up into wash basins on the unit where Letby and her colleagues worked, the jury heard today. Manzutti recalled an instance where raw sewage was seen spewing from a hand basin in Nursery One, a circumstance as shocking as it is deeply unsanitary. Upon investigation, it was discovered that the revolting incident was caused by material backing up in the system from Ward 32. This ward is situated directly above the neonatal unit, hinting at a critical infrastructural issue. At the epicenter of this intense court case is Lucy Letby, 33, who is currently refuting allegations of murdering 5 baby boys and 2 baby girls. She is also being accused of attempting to murder an additional 5 boys and 5 girls. The infants involved in these severe allegations were reportedly assaulted on the neonatal unit within a 1-year span from June 2015 to June 2016. A separate incident in January 2016 further spotlighted the concerning sanitation conditions at the hospital. Nurses found themselves using forceps and a length of oxygen tubing to unblock a sink in Nursery 4. This sink was obstructed by a piece of white cloth, and a staff member had noticed a strange glistening on the floor near the location. Despite their efforts to rectify the situation, the blockage resurfaced just 2 hours later. A nurse on the unit responded by filing a Datix complaint form about the incident, which was categorized as a non-clinical incident or a near miss, with no harm caused. Manzutti's evidence, presented to the jury by Letby's barrister, Ben Myers KC, painted a picture of recurrent blockages in the hospital's sewage system, often triggered by cracking in the cast iron pipes originally installed in the 1960s. This persistent issue reportedly necessitated the intervention of the plumbing team on a weekly basis. Regarding the event in Nursery One, Manzutti informed Mr. Johnson, the prosecutor, that preventive measures were undertaken post-incident to prevent any recurrence. When questioned if it was a one-off incident, Manzutti remained non-committal, stating he couldn't definitively confirm or deny. Of the previous 128 days of this riveting trial, a multitude of doctors, nurses, medical experts, and parents of the infants involved in the case have taken the stand in Court 7. Many have appeared multiple times, sharing their individual accounts and experiences regarding each of the 17 infants. Letby herself spent a cumulative 14 days in the witness box, with her evidence presented over a span of 6 weeks, due to a string of delays brought about by bank holidays, non-sitting days, and occasional jury absences. During 9 of those days, she was subjected to a thorough cross-examination by Nick Johnson KC, focusing on the events of 2015 and 2016. The jury, composed of 4 men and 8 women, have been together since the inception of the trial on October 10th of the previous year. They now await the closing speeches from both the prosecution and defense, along with a summarization by trial judge, Mr. Justice Goss. The prosecution maintains that Letby, a Chester University graduate, had injected some of the babies with air or liquid, and in 2 cases, allegedly poisoned the victims with insulin. Throughout the 9-month trial, Letby has continuously asserted her innocence. Given the nature of the case, legal restrictions have been put in place to ensure the anonymity of the infants and their parents, referred to by letters A through K. Similarly, several medical staff members at the hospital have also been granted anonymity, with some providing their testimonies from behind a screen. The jury is expected to retire to consider their verdicts during the week commencing July 3rd. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family, with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.